spoken version of this Share Maestro market report. Full article. SciTimes 35.5% week ranks third in semiconductors, but activity pressure still lags the move. SciTime closed at 725.3 USD after a sharp weekly rebound on 3.6 million shares, keeping its trend signal active while leaving confirmation mixed. Research brief. SciTime's latest week was powerful on price, with a 35.5% gain, a 15.3% four-week advance, and a close 37.4% above the weekly trend line. The caveat is confirmation. Volume was above average, but not emphatic, at 1.3 times the 13-week baseline, while market dynamics activity pressure remained negative at -0.71. Key points. 1. SciTime gained 35.5% for the week ended 7 August, ranking third among 70 U.S. semiconductor stocks in the Share Maestro Industry Group. 2. The trend signal remains active, with 51 of the past 52 weeks active and an 18-week active streak. 3. Volume improved to 3.6 million shares, equal to 1.3 times the 13-week average and 1.7 times the 52-week average, but it did not reach the stronger 1.5 times confirmation threshold. 4. Market dynamics are mixed. Relative strength is positive at 51.19, but activity pressure is negative at -0.71. 5. The stock sits 74.9% up its 52-week range and 19.6% below its 901.8 USD high, while trading 197.0% above Share Maestro fair value. Price action separates from a weak chip tape. SciTime Corporation, a technology stock in the semiconductors industry, finished the week at 725.3 USD, up 35.5%. That move placed it third among 70 U.S. semiconductor peers for the week, and well ahead of the industry's 10.8% average weekly return. The four-week gain is now 15.3%, ranking sixth in the group, although the 12-week return remains negative, at -6.3%. The sector backdrop was supportive on price, but uneven underneath. U.S. technology averaged an 8.8% weekly gain, while U.S. semiconductors averaged 10.8%. However, semiconductor four-week and 12-week group returns were still negative, at -5.1% and -7.2%. SciTime's rebound therefore stands out as a strong single-stock recovery within an industry where broader participation is still selective. Trend signal is intact, but confirmation is not clean. The weekly trend signal remains active, with an 18-week active streak and 51 active weeks across the past 52. The close is 37.4% above the trend line, at 527.7 USD, leaving the weekly regime constructive after a July pullback from 672.2 USD in late June to 535.2 USD at the end of July. Market dynamics are less convincing. Activity pressure is negative at -0.71. And the semiconductor group's positive activity pressure breadth is only 7.1%, a clear warning that price strength is not being broadly matched by fresh activity support. Relative strength is healthier at 51.19, with SciTime sitting in the 96.6th percentile across 708 U.S. technology names, but the overall setup remains balanced rather than fully confirmed. Volume improved, but the rally still has a participation test. The latest week traded 3.6 million shares, above the 13-week average of 2.9 million, and the 52-week average of 2.1 million. That gives the move some participation, especially compared with the quieter July weeks, at 1.9 million to 2.5 million shares. But the 1.3 times volume ratio is moderate rather than decisive. The comparison with earlier high volume weeks matters. The 26 June decline of -7.8% came on 5.9 million shares, and the 20 March flat to negative week traded 5.1 million shares. Against that history, the latest rebound had better than average volume, but not the kind of standout turnover that would remove doubts about durability. Valuation distance and volatility keep risk elevated. SciTime now trades in the upper quartile of its 52-week range, at 74.9% between the 199.1 USD low and 901.8 USD high. It remains 19.6% below that high, which leaves room for recovery, but also shows the stock has not fully repaired the prior drawdown. The 197.0% premium to Share Maestro fair value at 244.2 USD points to a wide valuation gap and high expectations embedded in the price. Risk is also visible in the return profile. 13-week volatility is 12.7%, slightly above the 52-week level of 12.1%. And the past year is split evenly between 26 up weeks and 26 down weeks. Average positive weeks have been large at 11.9%, but sharp losses still account for 26.9% of the past 26 weeks. So the next test is whether Cytime can keep relative strength positive, while activity pressure and volume begin to confirm the price move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.